Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, it's Thursday, and right now we're still waiting on that leasing agent. The agent has been unresponsive to me, to the broker, to everybody involved. So I don't know what's going to happen next. The sellers said they were willing to do some crazy stuff. So we'll see what kind of crazy they're talking about. I don't know. So there's that. We had a third-party attorney draft the bill of sale, non-compete. Consulting agreement, that kind of stuff. And we agreed to have paid the fee. We're now just waiting on the seller to dock time, then I can dock you fine, and then that's all done. So that should be, it should be okay there. And then the third one was the insurance stuff. So apparently, like, with the insurance company, I wanted, they asked, like, do you want a quote? Like, no, I want to buy. Like, sure, I'll take a quote, but I'm buying, like, right away. So I'm not trying to chop this. Like, let's just get this done. I can chop it later. And so I got copies of the insurance policies from the seller. So like, hey, can we just like do everything, just like policy XYZ123. And insurance company's like, oh, you're a new business. We need to fill out a brand new application. Like, well, yeah, I know. I know I'm new. They were new too. Can we just get the exact same coverage, the liability, the clauses? Like, can we just copy and paste? And then just change my name to new guy, Nathan Platter. Like, oh, please fill the 17-page application. Like, come on, really? So that was kind of frustrating. So I spent like an hour and a half filling out a 17-page insurance application. And even such as goofy as like, how many masseuses do you have at your kickboxing studio? Zero. How many pools? Zero. How many hot tubs? Zero. What temperature is the hot tub? Actually. It was so dry. I just wanted to get on the phone with somebody, hack it out in 5 to 10 minutes, explain what's going on, get it done. And I really have a system, but it's not efficient. And what's going to end up happening is they're going to take it and they're either going to copy and paste it out of the PDF that I filled out, or they're going to upload it and it's going to get parsed into their system. And assuming their parser is working, then it'll just import everything when they could have just looked at the existing policy in place that somebody else has by doing a lookup or an index matching and then say, oh, this is everything. Let's buy a policy. So, I don't know. The tech company was getting frustrated, but fill it out, got it done. Now I'm just waiting on insurance to respond back with, here's a quote. Here's your estimate. Let's buy it. I'm trying to close. I'm not going to nickel and dime $5 difference. As long as you're not overcharging me, I can fix this later on. Like, I kind of hit a timeline here. Because each day that the deal delays, it costs way more than $100 is in a pricing list. So, anyhow, trying to communicate that to the insurance producer, but that doesn't really work. So, we are now submitting the application, and it's on day number two waiting to hear back from the insurance. So, we're the business lender is going to need everything submitted to them by end of tomorrow, Friday. Given that the leasing agent, like, they can't respond. Their voicemail is full. Their phone doesn't answer. They don't respond to emails. I don't even know, like, their person, to be honest. Trying to get all of them for 3 weeks. I may just have me or someone drive an hour 15 minutes, go to their office, knock on the door, and say, we need this document drafted and signed. God, like, this is a problem. This is not work. That's the main holdup. I think the other two should come in pretty well. If we don't hit tomorrow's deadline and the deal delays, then the bookkeeping will say that I own the studio for like 3/4 of October. It just makes it more of a hassle for the seller when they do like their P&L, their annual forecasting. Kind of throws my numbers up for future cash flows or future forecasting because I have a partial month, so it's annoying more than anything. It's not a problem. Just how long ago? I think it was like June. when we first said hello. Yeah, mid-June when we first met. So mid-June, mid-July, mid-August, mid-September. Come on, 4 months. 3.5, 4 months. Well, just around to 4 months because I inquired and got some initial stuff over to the broker. We're ready to get this done. Like, get the finish line here. So that's where things are at. Wet signature signed everything. Even stuff that did not have Ricardo Wet's signature, I still had to print out, sign it, and then scan it back in, and then upload it. The bank is doing great. They're being very upfront. And like, here's all the check boxes. This is wrong. That's wrong. What signature this? Correct that. Initial this. Like, okay. Like, good. Just tell me what I got to do to get this done. That's cool. And so I really like the lender, the banker. Unfortunately, they're out today and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So that's kind of frustrating. Slightly annoying, not frustrating, but just like, our product can meet the deadline in full frankness. So we'll figure it out. We'll be fine. Life will move on and we will go close them again. Yeah, nothing too crazy beyond that. We'll keep you posted.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.